That would mean someone's been listening in on us. At that very moment, the crunch of sprinting footsteps headed away from the house toward the desert. Lucian charged out of the house, followed by the others. He was just fast enough to see Hartley disappearing in an alleyway between two adobe homes. That kid was fast, and if he couldn't keep sight of him, he couldn't stop him with magic.
"Spears ready," Lucian said.
"Friends!"
Lucian turned and saw Corley and the same men from earlier approaching from the direction of the oasis, opposite where Hartley had run off to. Lucian reached for his focus, ready for anything.
"Your son was eavesdropping on us," he said. "He started running as soon as we mentioned a mage out in the desert."
Lucian thought Corley's face betrayed the slightest hint of surprise, though it was hard to tell in the gathering gloom.
"Mage?" Corley asked. "What are you on about, son?"
"Answer him honestly," Jaegar said, "or things will get ugly. I guarantee it."
He brandished his spear. Immediately, Corley raised his impactor rifle in defense.
"Now let's not be hasty," Corley said. "This is certainly just a misunderstanding."
"Rotting hell it is," Sarah said, stepping up. "You just couldn't be satisfied with what we gave you. So you have to take the rest, too."
"People have betrayed us before," Lucian said. "Is the queen around? What are you getting out of this?"
Corley blinked in surprise.
"The queen? What in the worlds are you?"
Lucian had to move fast. These men weren't a threat, but their impactor rifle could be. Besides making sure his psionic ward was still strong, he reached for binding and tethered the gun, pulling it straight toward him. The man exclaimed in surprise. For the first time, they realized just who they were dealing with. At least one angry mage, and perhaps five.
All right," Corley said. "Rotting hell, there's no need for any of that."
"Talk,"
Lucian said, taking the rifle and pointing it at the men.
"Talk right now."
He surprised himself that he was making a move this bold. But he was so angry he didn't care. He was tired of being betrayed, and he would not let someone hoodwink him again.
"Better tell him, boss,"
one man said. Corley spat, then raised his hands.
"Fine. But if I tell you, I want you gone in the hour. You hear me?"
"I hear you good," Lucian said. "Just stick to the truth."
Corley licked his lips.
"All right. It was like this,"